The NTSB updated reporters late this afternoon on the crash that killed Stevens and four others. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer was there and joins us now. Hi, Ellen.
Hi, Lori.
Were investigators able to reach the crash scene today?
Well, according to NTSB's head, Deborah Hersman, yes, the NTSB personnel did reach the site approximately 3 o'clock this afternoon.
What new information did they have today?
Very little. They had some figures, measurements, the position of the plane when it went down, you know, which float landed first, that kind of thing. They had only, there was more questions than answers. There's a discrepancy now in the time in which the otter left the lodge. Now they're saying it probably left about 2 p.m. rather than 3 p.m., which was reported earlier.
And there is apparently some new information regarding the doctor who was there with the injured survivors.
Yeah, Deborah Hersman was not releasing any names, but she did say that the physician who attended the survivors initially was the wife of a GCI employee who had been staying at the lodge. So that refutes earlier information that it was a doctor from Dillingham. She did confirm that the two EMT that were flown in were Dillingham residents.
And Ellen, did they give any indication of when they may have more information?
To that question, pretty much the standard answer was, we are still working on it. We'll have more information tomorrow. There was another discrepancy in that today Hirschman stated that the gash along the ground where the plane skidded into the mountain was about 100 to 150 feet long rather than 100 yards.
All right. Well, thank you for that update.
Okay. Thanks, Lori.
KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reporting from Anchorage.